This podcast is brought to you by Real Life Captioned Eroticas. Check the link in the description for the sexy, visualized stories of your dreams. The next story is posted by user Tall and Bored 321 from r/erotica. The title of the story is An Innocent Massage for My Sister-in-Law, Part 1. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the story.
I've always had a bit of a crush on my wife's Natalie younger sister, Christy. She lives out of state, but when she comes into town, it's always a treat. Not just because she's attractive, she's genuinely fun to be around. My wife and she are both naturally beautiful, but in their own ways. So much so that you'd probably never guess they were sisters at all. My wife is about 5'4 with naturally blonde hair down to the middle of her back, a slim and delicate figure, with looks similar to Emma Stone. Her sister, on the other hand, is about 5'6 with long auburn hair and all of the classic beauty of Audrey Hepburn, mixed with all of the voluptuousness of Scarlett Johansson. She was a former college volleyball player, and I can still remember those skimpy little volleyball shorts that just barely reached the bottoms of her ass cheeks. You can tell by the way she carries herself she was a tomboy as a child and keeps her body in a perpetually athletic shape. She has a scar above her right eye that splits her brow 60 over 40. So when she gives you a certain look, she seems fierce and sexy all at the same time. A few years back, Christine came into town to celebrate a mutual friend's graduation from college. Natalie, Christine, and a few friends planned on going into the city, which is about 45 minutes away, to spend Friday night at a hotel and party on the strip. Whenever Christine came to visit, she would usually stay for about a week, and it was almost always at our house since we had the most space. At the time, I was also working on the road, so I was only home every few days and back out the door not long after. Christine got into town on a Wednesday, so I decided to take a couple days off to hang out with my wife's family and planned to go back to work on Saturday morning. We got together as usual at her parents' house and had a great time. Her family is super competitive, so we always end up playing some kind of game, and this time we settled on volleyball. Being Christine's sport of choice in college, she was showing off a bit and went a little too hard in the paint, as they say. She jumped to spike the ball, and when she landed, she immediately started complaining of a pulled muscle in her back, which I thought at the time was a complete cop-out because her team was losing. After the family party, Natalie, Christine, and I went back to our place and settled in for the night. I decided I wanted to get the sweat off of me and hopped in the shower before bed. We have a nice master bathroom off of our bedroom, so when I walked back into my bedroom naked, I thought I was either alone or at least in the lone company of my wife. I was wrong. Christine was on the bed facing me with Natalie behind her, rubbing out the knot that was supposedly the result of an intense volleyball game. "David," shouted Natalie. I immediately turned 100 shades of red and quickly covered myself up with my hands the best I could. Christine started smirking and let out a chuckle, but stopped as she winced in pain from her back injury. I ran back as fast as I could, retracing my steps into the bathroom to grab a towel and cover myself up. Now, I am no Adonis, but I don't think I'm a bad-looking guy. I'm just over 6'3 with dark hair, brown eyes, and maybe a couple of extra pounds I've picked up since meeting Natalie. I have always been self-conscious of my penis, but in all honesty, it's probably slightly larger than average with a good amount of girth. I've never had a complaint. My wife says it's perfect for me. Commence eye rolls. I did the walk of shame back into my bedroom wrapped up in a towel and sporting a sheepish grin. Two sets of eyes were on me, with both ladies smirking. One because my wife thinks it's hilarious, and the other because she obviously just saw my dick. I grabbed some underwear and sweatpants and headed back into the bathroom to get dressed. When I came back out, Christine was gone, and Natalie just started giggling and said, "I didn't think it was that cold in our room." I immediately summoned back into my face all of the redness I just worked so hard to get rid of. "Are you serious right now?" I snapped back at her. Sensing my frustration, she urged me to relax and said, "I'm just teasing you. Calm down and go to bed." So I did. The next morning, I woke up to the smell of coffee and the fear of seeing my sister-in-law. To my relief, neither one of them mentioned the previous night, which I'm assuming is because Natalie told Christine how embarrassed I was. After breakfast, the ladies left to go get a few supplies for their fun night ahead, and I decided I would do some work around the house. They got back a little after lunch, and I was surprised when Natalie took me into the other room to tell me she thinks Christine should stay home. "Is everything okay?" I asked. "No, I think Christine's back is really jacked up. I don't think she should go out tonight." "Oh wow, I didn't know it was that bad. I honestly thought she was faking it because they were losing." "Yeah, I did too. but she definitely put on a good show today if she was. We went back into the kitchen to see Natalie furrowing her scarred brow at us. "What are you two plotting?" she asked. "Nothing," said Natalie. "I just think you should stay home tonight. You've been pissing and moaning about your back all day, and I don't think going out is a good idea." Christine shot me a look of aggravation, but she knew Natalie was right. She just nodded and said, "If that's what you think." She didn't put up much of a fight, which was unusual as she is super stubborn. She put on a good show of being bummed out, but decided to retire to the living room and started watching TV. Natalie called the group of friends she was meeting and let them know Christine was staying home. She finished getting herself dolled up for her night out on the town, and dolled up she was. She had a tight form-fitting red dress on that was just low-cut enough to be sexy, and you could see her toned stomach through the thin fabric. She walked past me and I grabbed her ass and she batted my hand away. "No time for that right now. Save it for tomorrow." She gave me a quick kiss and shot me a wink as she headed for the door. "Don't let her bring you down. She's probably gonna be miserable knowing we are out having fun and she's stuck on the couch for the night. It's fine. I'll just make us some dinner, and we'll just chill out for a bit. I have to be up early for work, so I'll be in bed by 9 anyway." "Aw, that sucks. I forgot you go back to work tomorrow." "Well, I guess save that horny energy for when you get home." She smirked and said, "Behave yourself," and gave me another kiss, this a little longer and harder than the last. She put on her nude heels and trotted out the door. I walked into the living room and Christine was lounging on her side, hugging a pillow with one arm and holding a glass of wine in the other hand. She was braless, wearing one of my t-shirts. This wasn't out of character at all for her. Natalie was constantly yelling at her for stealing my t-shirts to wear as a nightshirt, and braless is how all of the women in her family went as the night died down. "Let the girls be free," is what they always say. She was wearing one of my favorites too. It's a Star Wars shirt with the Millennium Falcon flying by, leaving a red, white, and blue streak. Even though it was loose-fitting, you could clearly see her nipples poking out, creating a thermometer for how chilled the room was or how hot she looked. She had short running shorts on that always allowed for a little peek of her cheeks or the edge of the underwear that was hugging her pussy. It was always just enough to get my imagination running. "What do you want for dinner?" "I'll cook since you're stuck with me for the evening." She gave me a thoughtful look and said, "Why don't we just order a pizza or something?" I was fine with that, so I ordered one and joined her on the opposite end of the couch. "Can we rent a movie on pay-per-view?" she asked. "Sure, what do you want to watch?" "I've been wanting to see Rogue One. I'm sad I didn't get to see it in the theater." "Oh, it was actually really good. I'd watch it again." She ordered the movie and we watched it until the pizza came. We took a break to grab plates and another glass of wine for her, and a beer for me. She started sitting cross-legged in her short shorts pulled tight to her pussy, creating a bit of a camel toe-like situation. I couldn't help but look, and I guess my gaze lasted a little too long because she cleared her throat and my eyes met hers and I quickly looked away in shame. A few minutes later she set her plate down and I asked her if she wanted more. "No, I'm good. I honestly can't seem to get comfortable. My back is really bothering me." "Yeah, you should see if you can get in for a massage tomorrow." "That's a good idea, but that doesn't help me right now. Would you mind just pressing your elbow into my back for a few minutes?" This nod is killing me. I rolled my eyes a bit and said, "Yeah, hold on." I set my pizza down. "You really aren't letting up on this hurt backstory, are you? What are you talking about? Feel this thing." She moved my hand to just below her right shoulder blade and there was a lump there the size of a golf ball. "How did that even happen from playing volleyball? It's been there for years. Playing yesterday just made it flare up." "Oh wow. Okay. Let me know if I push too hard." I pressed my elbow into the knot and she jumped in pain but didn't say a word. "Let me work on this a bit. I bet I can get it cleared up a bit." I rhythmically started to rub her back, but her shirt kept on catching and balling up, so I couldn't get really massage it very well. "Not trying to be weird, but your shirt keeps getting in the way. Do you mind if I just lift your shirt up in the back enough to massage it properly?" "That's not weird at all. Go ahead." My hands were clammy from holding a pizza, a cold can of beer, and honestly nerves. "I'll be right back. Natalie has a great massage oil that is perfect for this." She nodded in approval, and I got up to go get the oil. When I came back, she was sitting watching the movie completely topless. I stopped in my tracks and was momentarily mesmerized. She, like all the other women in her family, was very well endowed. Her breasts were a bit large for my taste, but on her sporty body, size D's matched her frame perfectly. She looked over at me and said, "Don't make it weird. Just get over here and get this knot out. Besides, Natalie has basically the same boobs like me." This wasn't true. Natalie was a perky C just like I like them. Why is your shirt off? I was incredulous. You said it was in your way, so I just removed it. As I said, don't make it weird. I decided if she thought it was okay, I guess I'm okay with it. Besides, the bulge growing in my pants didn't seem to mind. I poured some of the oil into my palm and warmed it up between my hands. I started to rub her back as we watched the movie and started to relax again. My hands glided up and down the sides of her spine and hugged the bottom edges of her shoulder blades. Her skin felt like silk on my palms, and I started to wonder what the rest of her body felt like. The movie finished and the credits started to roll, and I said, "Okay. Good enough for you. Not a chance. You're too good at that. My thighs are super tight from jumping around at the party yesterday. Can you work on those too? I mean, I guess. Lay down on the couch and I'll see what I can do. This couch is definitely not big enough for that. Let's just go into the spare bedroom and I'll lay on the bed." I froze. "I don't think that's a good idea." "Oh, come on. It's just a massage. Keep it together." She stood up facing away from me so I couldn't see her chest, and she pulled me up off the couch. We started to walk towards the bedroom, and I couldn't help but stare at her ass as she walked away. Those little shorts were riding up her crack, and as we approached the bedroom, she slipped them down to her ankle, and she kicked them towards the wall and laid face down on the bed. "It's freezing in here. Get on with it." She was taking total control of the situation, and I couldn't help but follow her directions. Like an amateur, I hopped onto the bed and straddled her tight bubble butt. She looked back at me and I blushed and shrugged. She smiled and laid her head back down and closed her eyes. Once again, I warmed the oil between my hands and started sliding up and down her back, and with every stroke, I slipped lower and lower until I was hard pressing into her glutes. She let out a deep moan. "Oh wow, that feels amazing. Harder, please." So harder I went. I went as deep as I could without causing any pain and then slid lower. I hopped off the bed and started massaging the full length of her leg. I restarted down at the Achilles and worked my way up her calves and up the backs of her thighs. She let out another moan. With each stroke up her thighs, she inched her legs apart and I moved inward. I kneeled back onto the foot of the bed and could see her pussy in all of its glory. The light from the hallway was sneaking into the room, and I could see she was getting wet by the way it glistened. I kept working inward until my knuckles were grazing the edges of her labia. On first contact, she arched her back and pushed her ass up into the air as if to present it to me. I took it as a sign and slowly started to massage her vulva with my thumb. It was soaked. I pressed a bit harder until my thumb disappeared inside of her, and she let out a squeak of pleasure. "David, I want you to taste me." I pulled my thumb out, reached up under her thighs, and pulled her pussy to my face. I pressed my lips to hers and slid my tongue inside. I turned the focus to her clit and teased it with the tip of my tongue until she started to shake with pleasure. She arched her back even more, giving me a perfect view of her rosebud. I moved up to her ass and tongued it until she couldn't take it anymore. "Fucking hell." She pushed me back and rolled over to face me. Like a goddamn ninja, she spun around on her back so we're in the classic 69 position. She pushed me off the edge of the bed so I was standing on the floor and pulled down my pants just far enough to get out my cock. It was rock hard and dripping precum from the tip. She hung her head off the bed and cleaned the tip off with her tongue. After she got a taste, she reached around my hips and pulled my cock into her mouth so hard I could see the outline of my dick in her throat. It was an amazing view watching her big bouncy tits shake back and forth as I fucked her mouth. I couldn't help myself, so I bent forward and started kissing her perfectly toned abs and worked my way back to her clit. As she moaned in pleasure, the vibration made me buckle at the knees and I slipped out of her mouth. "Where do you think you're going?" She turned me around and pulled off my shirt. She pushed me onto the bed so I was sitting facing her, and she bent down to pull my pants off the rest of the way. After she tossed them to the side, she got up onto my lap straddling me and bit my lip hard. I winced and could taste a bit of blood. "Fuck me like you fuck my sister." She sat down hard on my cock and I slipped right in. Her pussy was so warm and hugged the outside of my cock like a bear. Fuck, she was tight. I could tell she liked to get a little rough, so I reached behind her, grabbed her hair, and pulled her to my chest as I fell back on the bed. She pressed her hips to mine until we were both moaning in unison. I could feel my cock starting to swell. "I'm gonna come." She hopped off of me and immediately dropped down to put my cock in her mouth. She could feel me building up in her mouth, and soon as I started to come, she swallowed my cock as I came down her throat. That was a first for me. I was in complete ecstasy as I lay there with my sister-in-law between my legs and my cock in her mouth. Post-nut clarity hit me like a tsunami, and I was immediately filled with regret. She looked up at me and could sense it. She let out a little laugh. "Don't worry about it. That was a long time coming." I didn't realize she felt that way. I was a bit stunned to hear it, but I shouldn't have been surprised at this point. I was not expecting that at all, I said. She looked at me for a moment and came up to give me a kiss. That was a lot of fun. We should do it again sometime. She was so relaxed about the whole thing and got up, grabbed her shorts, and pointed towards the door. I'm exhausted and you have to work in the morning. I got up, grabbed my clothes, and went to bed. I barely slept that night. I felt guilty and my head was swimming. The next day I woke up early for work and again I could smell coffee brewing. When I walked out, Christine was sitting at the table scrolling on her phone. She looked up and smiled. Good morning. Good morning, I said. Did you sleep okay? Like a baby, she said with a giggle. I was exhausted after last night, and my back feels a lot better. Thanks. Glad to hear, as I blushed. I better get off to work. I went to work with my mind racing over the next few days until I got home. I spoke to Natalie a few times on the phone, but she seemed kind of short with me. Did she know something? I was getting paranoid. When I got home, I was greeted at the door by Natalie in that sexy red dress I missed out on. And Christine was still in town.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.